possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. And of course, you have the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the hell are we doing today?
Doing great, man. Doing great and ready to rock, Kevin. Very ready to rock.
I like it. Alec?
Feeling very well rested, gentlemen.
Ooh.
I was able to sleep good at night knowing that we have a new AEW world champion.
Oh, and we got to take the belts out of the case. Felt like a very emotional moment when it happened Sunday morning for the show that started Saturday afternoon. But
yeah.
It was just a long show. That's all I'm saying. It was just a long show. All right. 877-881-1053 if you want to get involved in any of our conversations. They say, you know, much like they say Alec is the pride of Mansfield, they say this is the dead time for sports, but it ain't the dead time for content, baby. We got plenty. Go ahead and give me cut number 8, if you will, as we start the youth report.
Nembhard pulls it out. Flag with the left this time. Great control with the left hand.
I want to start by talking about Cooper Flag. Although we can get to Page, we can get to the Rangers draft. There is a lot happening right there. And who knows when we'll mix in some AEW talk today, but it's going to happen. All right, Corey, were you, I know we were all captivated by the first game with Cooper Flag and maybe with Bronny James, if you were captivated by that as well.
Yeah, that's the future right there.
But were you as captivated or captivated at all about this one?
I was bored initially with this game.
Why, but we scored all 67 points?
Okay, but initially the game just seemed like a summer league game. The ball was bouncing off the rim, if it even made it to the rim. And I will say this, I don't think that anybody wants somebody to fail as much as everybody wants Cooper Flag to fail. It feels like when I was,
do they?
Did you hear the crowd if he missed a shot or if the clock was running? They were all against him. They want to see him fail. And maybe it was a San Antonio crowd. I don't know. But it just seems that way. Like he has a steeper hill to climb. Not than Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark has the steepest hill, obviously. Mm. But like he just seems to have a steeper hill to climb. Being the number one pick, being a kid from Duke, there's a lot of things stacked against him. Replacing Luka. But I got done cleaning the pool. I got done doing a bunch of things, and I was like, game time. Now let's sit down and enjoy a basketball game. I was very into it. I didn't expect him to have 31. I didn't expect him to turn on the offense the way he did, but I was very happy to see it. And then, Kevin, it's one of those games, too, that it kind of crept, the 31 crept up on you. It was one of those where I kind of looked back and went, holy cow, does he really have that?
Yeah.
But he played good, solid defense. He played good, solid offense. And I was listening to Chuck this morning. He said, look, if he has 15 to 17 points a game in his rookie season, that's great. And I think people would lose their minds because it's not 21 or 24 and, you know, he's doing the things. he's going to fit into this team so well. And he's doing things on this summer league team. Well, he did things because he's not playing anymore.
What?
He won't play anymore. But he did things that look like he's probably not going to be in that role during the regular season.
Sure.
Because, you know, you got to have a guy do something whenever you got four other guys that aren't quite that's the same. So I was a little upset, though, that Nembhard didn't have an electric game, too. I wanted him to have a good one.
See, I'm really fascinated by this idea. I don't think you're wrong at all. I'm just fascinated by this idea that a lot of people are rooting for Cooper Flagg to fail. Because I think it goes...
This is my opinion.
I don't think you're wrong, though, because it kind of goes with part and parcel in the way that our society is in terms of we really love to see somebody on the way up, especially like if you're part of the group that recognize how good they were, like whether it's a team, individual player. Actually, I think it can be in real life as well, a person. But then they hit this certain peak or peak that society has determined. And they're like, now I want to see you fail. I think that goes far beyond Cooper Rush and Caitlin Clark. I think you see that in all elements of life where you're like, oh, man, I was really rooting for that person. And then they get too much attention. You're like, now I want them to fail.
Yeah.
Why? Don't know.
Yeah, it's Dirk was kind of nobody really outside of Dallas cared to see him succeed.
Right.
And then they got to a point where it seemed like he got cheated. And so everybody was like, no, actually, we do want him to succeed. And he was kind of an underdog story that we all liked. And then his career was kind of like, okay, he's accomplished that. And nobody was really rooting for him to fail after.
Right.
There are certain, when you're young, when you have a lot of money in your pocket now, whenever things are going well for you, people are like, let's watch the buildup. But once you get, as you just said, to a certain place, I mean, LeBron, has he experienced that the whole time? Or was there a level of, no, we just want to watch this guy be the next Jordan the whole time?
See, and I might be off about this, but just in my recollection, it wasn't really until the decision, and not just the decision, the like introductory, not two, not three, not four.
Yeah, that was it.
I think it was the combination of those two things that pushed a lot of people over towards wanting him to fail. Because before that, when it didn't seem like he was any threat to Jordan, you know, like in terms of all-time greatness, and don't worry, we're not having that conversation right now. But when he was trying to get his scrappy Cavaliers team to the finals.
That's a good point.
Some people were like, oh, man, look at this guy. He's got nothing.
Can he take down the Spurs on his own?
Exactly. And then they made it to the finals. And then he got a whole bunch of running buddies with him that could really hoop. And then he won a title, then won another title because San Antonio doesn't know how to box out. And then people are like, oh, he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I always think it's because he threatens, like, a narrative that we have. Look, that's definitely part of the reason I hate Tom Brady.
Who the person or LeBron specifically?
Well, I think the person. So for LeBron, I think people were with him until the decision, but I think it became worse when it looked like he was going to stack up titles and maybe potentially threaten whether it's Kobe, Jordan, like whoever your person is. And so I think we like a person until they threaten the narrative. You're like, oh, that's gone from a fun story to threatening the thing that I believe. And people, look, we've talked about this a million times on this show.
They will protect what they believe.
Yes, and they want to be right sometimes more than they want to be happy. I will admit there was a time in my life where I definitely think I fit that bill. I do not believe I am in that place anymore. But you would think, like, it goes back to Dak Prescott. And we'll talk about where he is in the quarterback list. Spoiler alert, he didn't make the top 10.
What?
I didn't make the list. But how many Cowboys
fans... Did you make the list, Alec?
That would never be me. That doesn't fit my bill.
There is a section...
I'm trying to win.
...of Cowboys fans that will root for him to fail, even if it means their team fails. I'm not one of those people. Look, we've said all of the things. We were the biggest cheerleaders of Dak in the world in 2016. And like since then, you've seen it unfortunately kind of degrade. And he is what he is at this point. But I would love it if he gave me a big middle finger, well, outside of the training camp stuff, and they won the Super Bowl. I'd be like, awesome. Because I'm a Cowboys fan. I would love to come on here and be like, Dak is the best in my face, in all of your faces.
Has he made the top 100 list yet, Kevin?
I'm guessing maybe it's today based on that look on your face.
Wink.
I don't like the way you're winking at me.
It's because I winked with both eyes?
No, it was because I don't know. I didn't care for it.
Okay.
I just didn't. All right. Let's
move on.
Okay. All right.
All right, Dak, fine.
Dak, I will. Go ahead and give me cut number 13.
See you next week.
You say move on, we will move on. Let's go to Paige Beckers.
Guys, Azura keeps it alive. Here's Beckers, a deep one. It's good. Paige Beckers from Caitlin Clarkland.
Paige Beckers continues her Rookie of the Year campaign, and realistically, it's over at this point. Like she's going to win.
Oh, no.
She had 21 points. Unfortunately, Arike, 0 for 10, had 2 points in 28 minutes. This was her first game back after a 3-game absence. And as has been the case plenty of times this year, Paige played really well. Other people showed out, and the Wings got hammered. They lost 102-83. They're 6-16, which I know is terrible, but they have still been getting better. I do believe they were 2-11.
Well, that was
at one point.
There might be a lot of people out there that don't have a clue what I'm about to say. Their defense to start the season was bad. This stretch that they went on, where they went on a little bit of a win streak, if you will. I'm going to call it a win streak for them. They had a better defense. Their defensive effort was more in sync, and that was where they were better. The Fever are a better team.
For sure.
It's not like, oh, Caitlin Clark. And then that team actually is a pretty good, that's a well-constructed team. And I would expect that later in the season you should see them in that conversation deep in the playoffs. That's just my feeling on that. I know the Lynx and Liberty are all great and everything too. But the Wings' defense had been better. They weren't good enough against the Fever yesterday.
Agreed. But there have been some flashes, and maybe we need to have some more Dallas Wings folks on.
Let's get Paige back on. From the 940, Becker's shooting percentage are crazy for a rookie. And there have been moments where I'm like, man, she just doesn't look like she has the touch. And there are other moments where I'm just like, God, she's good. You know, it's really nice to have her here in DFW. I really enjoy watching this game.
You know, much like the sweat question with her before, okay. I think you should say, hey, there's times where it looks like you just really can't shoot the basketball.
She knows.
But then there's, oh, man.
I've seen videos of her in practice throwing, being upset that she's not knocking down shots.
Okay.
Are you embarrassed?
I think that would be a great question to get things going, like you did with the sweat question.
Mm.
So this time, just be like, hey.
What's up with your shooting?
I think that's exactly how you should ask it.
Do you think it can be fixed or not?
Nope, I don't think you should add anything to it.
Well, what if she asked me? If she's like, what do you mean? And okay. I go, do you think it can be fixed or not?
Save that for the interview.
All right.
I love that. I hope that's exactly what you say. And she goes, is your question, do I think I can fix my shooting? I would love that. All right.
Is it great or is it not? It depends.
Let's go to cut number 12. Hey. Let's stick with Corey's line of questioning. Can this guy fix his hitting or what? Let's go to the Rangers.
With the 12th pick of the 2025 MLB draft, the Texas Rangers select Gavin Fien, a shortstop from Great Oak High School in Temecula, California.
Now, we told you going into this, it looked very likely that the Texas Rangers would take a high school shortstop. Now, one of the ones I thought they'd be interested in did go off the board early, and actually, several did. I think there were five or six off the board, and this was the sixth or seventh shortstop, even though some places already list him as a third baseman. Gavin Fien, drafted by the Rangers. He had a tough regular season in high school ball this year. Otherwise, there was a lot of thought that he could have gone even higher in this draft.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a good hitter. 6'3", Kevin. I think that's one of the reasons everybody's just kind of going, no, third base. He's got a third.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Baseman size, and we're all looking at, but it's weird though. Right now, shortstops are the tallest athletes on the field.
Right.
And so it's a very weird thing to think, but I guess is Walcott your future at shortstop? And that's why? I mean, we all have this question of, is he too tall to be a shortstop?
Right.
And I don't understand that. I like the plays.
I like the idea that we have two young shortstops in Walcott and Fien, and maybe the thought is that neither one will actually play shortstop. This is an interesting pick here because, like I said, if not for struggling against far inferior competition than he's going to face at the plate, I think he could have gone even higher, but he has a really strong arm. Like, if you do want to move him out to third base, he's got tons of raw power, good bat speed. He has really good contact rates. I understand all of the reasons, specifically as a hitter, the Rangers took him.
I like the player. I like how he fits what the future is going to be for them. It's down the road. I really like their second pick in AJ Russell, the pitcher out of Tennessee. I thought Tennessee I think they had four picked in the draft this year, and I think that might be a record for them. But that pitcher right there, I'm very interested in watching him. Long, lanky, right-handed pitcher who I think he had 104 strikeouts in 70 innings.
Ooh,
yeah. And so I'm interested to see what he's going to be for this team. But I thought this was a good start to the draft, Kevin. I know there's like 28 more rounds.
There are 17 more rounds today, rounds 4 through 20. The Rangers also took Josh Owens with their third round pick, number 84 overall. That was another high schooler right there.
Out of Providence Academy, where?
In Tennessee.
Do you think we have a scout in Tennessee that knows what he's doing over there or that has a voice in that room?
I mean, apparently so. By the way, I'm just going to throw this out there about AJ Russell so people can get preemptively mad. He did have elbow surgery in June of 2024.
It's fine.
I know sometimes fans are looking for something to be upset about, and we're upset about all the arm injuries we have. So let me just throw that out there for people. They can get mad now.
2-1 with a 3.55 ERA, 36 strikeouts, and 25 and a third innings.
That is a lot of walks, though. 11 walks in 25 innings.
I'm sure he'll fix that.
He was coming back from surgery.
I'm sure he won't walk as many people.
That process always takes a minute.
Oh, he battled soreness after his freshman season in the forearm. So that was why.
And then guess what?
He had surgery.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the Rangers end the first half of the season, well, pretty much like they've played the rest of the first half. Next on The Fan.
The pitch popped up into short center field off a broken bat. Racing in hard is Carter. He dives and he's got it. Evan Carter saves a run. Nathan Eovaldi applauds his center fielder. And the Rangers get off the field unscored upon in the bottom of the first.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where the Rangers end the first half of the regular season, and this is what I'm going to stick with, pretty much like they played the rest of the first half. So,
what do you mean the rest of the first half?
Okay, so I want to take a look at like this clump of last 10 games. Obviously, I'm going to selectively edit this to make it fit my scenario, but the last two games, Rangers 1-1. Last eight games, 4-4. Last 10 games, 5-5. So you see a pattern here, but take a look at what happened inside these 10 games. Well, first of all, you defeated Houston for the series win.
It was a big deal.
I know. That was a big deal, especially to Broadus. Do you think it was the biggest deal to Broadus?
So on Friday, as we were leaving, Alec, I heard Broadus, they're doing their show, and he was just like, I just don't want to get swept. And he said that like three or four times, and I was like, man, the more he says that, the more I feel the same. Like, the more I'm just like, crap, right. Broadus, you're right, man. And then after they won the first one, I was like, and so I tweeted at him and I said, Broadus, we're not getting swept.
So think about what prevented the Rangers from getting the sweep, though. And that's where, because you were asking yesterday about, like, has this team showed enough to show that you need to go for it or buy? To me, absolutely not. However, the good news is you still got a couple of weeks on the other side.
I think there is one thing that they may have shown. They're good enough to stand pat.
Agreed.
To not sell.
I agree with
that. You may have convinced Chris Young by beating Houston.
Right.
Hey, if Houston's the best team on our division and we just own them in their park, could have swept them. What is it that can we go with this team? And I think, was it Morosi that was on this morning?
Yes.
If you have Eovaldi and DeGrom, you're not trying to sell for when you have a duo like that at the front part of your rotation.
Absolutely. So, and from the 940, can we talk about why we shouldn't trade Adolis? Because he absolutely owns.
It is glorious.
The Astros. You are right about that. And we did talk a lot about the prospects of trading Adolis last week. But if you want a stat, here we go. Did you know that Adolis Garcia has 20 home runs against the Astros since 2021? That is the most of any player in that span. So not only does Adolis own the Astros, nobody owns the Astros from a power perspective more than one Adolis Garcia. Positive. Next positive. Nathan Eovaldi. He had 8 strikeouts yesterday. But you know what is most impressive about that? He didn't get a single strikeout until after the 3rd inning.
Really?
So think about that. So he almost goes through the 8th. I think it was 2 outs in the 8th. So he goes from the 4th to the 8th and strikes out 8 people, which is unfreaking believable. And look, you've seen him build since he's come back. Consider this another positive. Nathan Eovaldi has allowed, this is crazy, 1 or 0 runs in 10 of his last 11 starts.
Kevin, I think it was the Cincinnati game early in the season, where you had asked Bochy, you were like, hey, do you kind of need Eovaldi to save the bullpen a little bit tonight or whatever it was? And he was like, yeah, like it would be really nice. And he goes out there and I think he could pitch to complete game shutout or one run or something. And yesterday was the same thing. You needed him to save the bullpen and he did it again.
You are absolutely right about that. So not only do you get the win, does he lead the way in the win? It does put some ease up on the bullpen that maybe you didn't have available yesterday. And I know the thought might be, well, you're not playing today. What difference does it make? It makes a difference.
Made a difference for that game.
Yes, and because Boach is like, these people are not available. But yeah, so Eovaldi, 10 of his last 11 starts, including the May 27th appearance, although that is when he left the game after 2 innings, he's given up 0 runs or 1 run. The only one that doesn't fit into that scenario was his first game back. And if you remember, his first game back on June 27th, he didn't go on a rehab assignment, mm-hmm. which is usually par for the course. But if Nathan Eovaldi says, I don't need any damn rehab, I feel like you're like, okay.
He did that the World Series year.
Exactly. And so that one, he gave up 3 runs in 3 innings against the Mariners. So if you even think about that in your head as a rehab start,
impressive.
That means, and you take out the other one where he left the game early, 9 of his last 9 full-blown starts, he's given up 0 runs or 1 run.
Mm-hmm.
Un-freaking believable. 1.58 ERA, 0.85 whip, both of which are freaking incredible.
And if you just watch his tempo on the mound, Murph said something yesterday that I thought was interesting. You'll see Eovaldi whenever he pulls a fastball or the pitch isn't quite where he expected it to be. He'll turn around and kind of and stare off into center field. And there was that stretch, Kevin, I think between the 4th and 8th where he didn't do that at all. Like watch his mannerisms on the mound. He works efficiently. He's intense with everything he does. The one pitch that he threw that went to the backstop. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
He was even smiling about it afterwards. But like there was just a lot of efficiency in his game. And I think what I love about it, because his splitter was working yesterday too, is Houston walks away from that going, this dude owns us.
He does.
How do we defeat this guy?
Ooh.
And you're just as a team and as a hitter, you're just kind of lost and stumped, and you don't look forward to playing him again.
You know, this question comes up, and I have a theory, but even I don't agree with this theory.
Okay.
You know, which is not a great sign. We're like, here's what it could be, but even I don't agree with that. How come Nathan Eovaldi isn't an all-star? I will tell you this. I think at the time they picked the all-stars, the thought was that like maybe he had just come back, but maybe he wouldn't be back to where he was. But even with the time that he missed, he's still 16th in the American League in wins, which is that's not bad whatsoever. We'll get to the Mizorowski thing later. But he has an ERA that is 0.65 better than the best two in the American League. Now, the caveat that comes along with that is he does not have enough innings yet to qualify.
Okay.
And so that's the issue. But Garrett Crochet and Tarek Skubal both have a 2.23 ERA. Nathan Eovaldi has a 1.58 ERA. Then let's take a look at whips. Tarek Skubal, again, unbelievable season, by far the favorite to win Cy Young. You know what his whip is? 0.83. Nathan Eovaldi is 0.85. My point being, if he just would have had, I don't know, 2 more starts, mm-hmm. I really think this would have been a no-brainer. I think that's why he's not on the team. I was surprised when DeGrom dropped out that like the natural progression wasn't, or once we said he wasn't going to pitch,
yeah.
The progression was not to put Eovaldi in there.
I think you and I both agree we're fine with him not being sure. In it, not having to throw anymore. Like just like we are with DeGrom saying, I apologize, guys. I have a regimen that I have to stick to. I'm fine that he's not. But when he struck out somebody yesterday and Dave Raymond goes, how's this guy not an all-star? And I was just like,
I get it.
Yeah, right, Dave Raymond. And that's because he's our leader.
Yeah.
And that's, you feel like your leader, you know, you're Dak Prescott. He should be on the team that's, yeah. That represents the All-Stars, if you will. Pro Bowler, if you will.
We don't do that game anymore.
He's our leader.
Yeah.
He's the guy that we expect when he steps on the mound, all of us take on that personality of Bulldogs today. And that's who he is, and that's why we want that guy there. And he represents what all of Major League Baseball would say is an All-Star pitcher.
Yes. And like I said, that's the best theory I could come up with. And even I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Let him get his groove. Let him rest up. And here's the better thing if you're thinking about it. Wouldn't that theoretically line up DeGrom and Evo to go out Friday and Saturday against the Tigers?
Yes.
You know, like, yeah. So
let's get that second half kicked off.
Exactly. So if you want a positive for that, there's that. All right. But with the Rangers, nothing is ever as simple as this, right? Nothing is ever as simple as everything is good, stay the course, buddy. Let's take a look at why they didn't sweep. And that's the frustrating part, is you had a really good chance at sweeping. And I don't just mean like you could have swept so you could have gotten a game closer to the Astros necessarily, as much as we talk about, you know, staying in the wild card mix. Take a look at what happened, let's say, in Sunday's game. Josh Smith struck out to start the game.
Okay.
Going back to when Corey Seager walked in the eighth inning on Friday, did you know that the Rangers had gone 21 straight strikeouts without a walk?
I did not know that.
So their offense, they had 20. I mean, it wasn't obviously back to back to back to back. But I'm saying since they got a walk on Friday night, and they eventually got two walks on Sunday. In between, they had 21 straight strikeouts before they had a walk. So issue. But let's take a look at Saturday's game.
Okay.
And that's why I say the last 10 games are very emblematic of what this entire season has been. How did they do? They went 5-5. Oh, did they get run in their losses? Not really. They lost one game by one run. They lost two more in extra innings. They lost that other one against the Angels. I think it was in the bottom of the eighth, essentially, where that game was decided. But Saturday, they lose in extra innings against the Astros. Do you know what their runner in scoring position was for the game? Their average or their, you know, whatever.
Left on. Four?
Okay, so I'm looking for the batting.
Okay.
So they went 2-17.
Oh, wow.
2-17. Now, if your
argument
is it's going to be inflated because of extra innings. All right, I get that. Before you got to that scenario, you were 2-11. And consider this.
Bad.
It is. It's terrible.
And when they're bad, that's when they're at their worst.
You are so right about that. And consider this. It made sense to me. Consider this. When they tied the game, that was in a runner in scoring position scenario, which means they were 1-10. So in a game that goes to extra innings, you were 1-10 mm-hmm. with runners in scoring position. You get that hit. Now you're 2-11. And guess what? You get six more at bats and nothing from there. And so 2-17. With
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Runners in scoring position, in the game that you lost. Or I guess, yeah, 2 for 17 with runners in scoring position. And so that's one of the reasons that you weren't able to sweep. And I just wanted to bring up two of the major issues that we have had for this team all season long is the strikeouts to go along with the plate discipline and then runners in scoring position. And you saw both of that, both of those things haunt you in this game.
Feels like, and yes, runners in scoring position has been the big problem because we were looking at some splits over the months, or I was this morning and throwing them at you.
Yes.
And home runs, you're just like, it feels like we're hitting more home runs.
Sure.
But it's because they're just hitting better. They're hitting better with runners in scoring position.
True.
For Saturday, a couple games here and there.
Yesterday was better.
When they're putting them on, you're like, oh, there's a lot of singles and doubles. They're driving balls into gaps. It's not that they're just sitting there going, all right, we're hitting two-run home runs every time we get an opportunity for this. That being said, though, seeing Adolis's bomb the way that he hit that one out, and Marcus Semien's home run, too. I know it didn't like really matter in the grand scheme of things, but Marcus Semien hitting a home run against Houston puts an exclamation point on it for me. And I know some dude got mad at Jared saying there's no professionalism from Jared because of how much he hates the Astros. I hate the Astros, too, so don't call me unprofessional as well.
Oh,
but when Marcus Semien hits a home run against Houston in Houston, it's like I just put my foot on home plate, and guess what? Remember the last time I did that to y'all?
Yeah.
I just stomped on you.
Look, Corey's right. I think we're going to have more in-depth research about the obvious improvement of the Rangers offense since the start of June. And that includes runners in scoring position. It includes a whole lot of other things. By the way, somebody asked, how is Josh Jung doing in the minors? So I'll give you the numbers, but I think this is the proper breakdown. So he is
not lighting it up.
No, definitely not.
He's in a bad place.
Seven games, seven hits. He's 7 for 28 with a .250 batting average. The issue is not really showing any power at that level, and that is what's led to his OPS, which is .621. It's tough because that's just seven games, and you can turn that around really quickly, but you would hope you'd go down to the minors, and in seven games, you'd be like, holy crap, he's hitting .315, and his OPS is .950 or whatever, and you're like, bring him back.
It is, I mean, more than anything, that tells me what Boach was telling us is true. Look at the guys that are hitting great right now for the Rangers, and their timing looks like they've got it.
Yeah.
Josh Jung's timing was off.
Agreed. So that's kind of, we get to the All-Star break kind of sort of where I think a lot of us have felt for most of the run is like, Corey's right. I don't want to see this team sell either because I see the inherent benefits of staying in the race, especially if you make the playoffs with that 1-2 terrifying starting pitching group. But at the same point, like, what have you seen that's led you to believe that this team's about to go on an 8-game tear and stay above 500 for the rest of the regular season to make a true push at it?
I'll see it when I believe it, as Patrick Mahomes once said.
Look, you win that many Super Bowls, you can say stuff. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. The AL's top two sluggers continue to dominate. Next on The Fan.
Raleigh with a fly ball, left field, sending Green back. That ball is gone! He's done it again! Cal Raleigh cannot be stopped.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. And we start with, well, obviously where we need to start, Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge.
Is this you trying to push the Cal Raleigh MVP stuff on us again?
It could just be two dominant American League players continuing to dominate. That's all we're doing here.
Seems just like say you love the big dumper, okay?
Yeah.
That's all you have to say.
Seems like you have a dumper agenda here.
I do. Oh, for baseball? Gotcha. All right, so we better start with Aaron Judge then. Aaron Judge hit his 350th career home run, by far faster than any player in the history of Major League Baseball. Before Aaron Judge, who do you think got to 350 home runs faster than any player ever? Just in terms of number of games played, not age or anything like that. So obviously Aaron Judge is older.
What was the question?
Who
got
to 350 home runs before Aaron Judge faster in terms of number of games played?
Mark McGwire.
Who's second on that list, though?
Babe Ruth.
It was Juan Gonzalez.
Dude.
And I just thought that that was crazy.
How did he not break the record?
Well, look, that might be a conversation for another day. There's a whole lot of factors at play there.
Let's add to the question on this then. Aaron Judge, where he is right now, he's 33.
Correct.
Will he break? And who do you identify as the all-time home run king? The dude kept playing and was able to get 762.
Yeah. I'll just say I don't think he can catch either one of them.
Okay.
And so here is the issue. So let's say he can play until he is 40. Yes?
Yeah.
Maybe? All right.
Seven more years.
Yeah.
Ish.
So he would have to essentially average, 58 home runs per year for the next seven consecutive years?
I don't think he can do that.
Yeah, well, no. I don't.
That's a lot.
I don't think so either. And that's one of the issues is he really started playing in full when he turned 25. Look, that is still impressive. But when you look at some of these players who put up these preposterous numbers or played before we even really understood, then that's what's going to prevent him. I think he's going to have a crazy total because just look at his last several years. So 2022, 62 home runs. In 2023, 37, which is still a lot, but by far an off year for him since he followed up with 58. And I think this year he's on pace for like another 50 some. And so like that's crazy. He's on pace for 59 home runs. Those are crazy numbers, but you would have to keep those up every single season all the way through being 40. So I just don't think it's viable.
I agree with
you. But he's a no-brainer Hall of Fame. Already. He can retire today. That feels
what
like
what got him in.
That would be a big story.
Well, hold on, you say retire today. What was it that got him in?
So I think it's the dominance in the shorter term.
Terrell Davis.
Yeah. So, but like, he's even better than Terrell Davis if you look at, you know, like his MVPs, his pure dom. Well, nobody's better than Terrell Davis for like 4 years, but his dominance extends beyond that. I think he's already a Hall of Famer. I think the 500 home runs is something that gets you in the Hall of Fame if you're like borderline.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Aaron Judge is not borderline. He's putting together one of the greatest offensive seasons we've ever seen, and he's already won the MVP twice.
You're not a Bryce Harper fan. You just think the hype was too high and he hasn't quite, even though he has two MVPs.
Correct.
But those two MVPs, his career puts him in the Hall of Fame.
See, and yes, I agree. And I think, look, obviously it feels likely that Bryce Harper is going to have probably better overall numbers by the time he retires versus Aaron Judge. But I just want to point out a couple of quick things about that. Bryce Harper also started playing Major League Baseball for real, full time.
When he was like 12?
Yes, when he was 19. So Bryce Harper
His career is going to be long. Yeah.
Yes, Bryce Harper has two MVPs. You know how many times he's finished top 10 otherwise? Once.
All of them.
No.
In my heart.
Once. Top 10. Meanwhile, Judge, MVP, has finished second, fourth, first, and first. So he's been in the top five four times.
From the 806, even if Judge is awful in the playoffs. I mean, Mike Trout's virtually non-existent in the playoffs, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
I feel really, well, okay, that is true. So that's a good question. I can't remember who told me this, and dang it, I wish they could. They talked about from a contractual standpoint and from a raising your profile standpoint. Somebody once told me there's nowhere near as much of a penalty for being bad in the playoffs in this sport as there is as getting a raise for being good in the playoffs. Like, you can't say the same thing in football because Lamar Jackson is unbelievable, but people like to ding him because of his playoffs. But for whatever reason in baseball, it feels like people get way more credit for being good than you get knocked for being not so great.
So Adolis' belief that he was going to get a huge contract from winning that World Series.
Right. And I'm actually...
Versus somebody being bad and you're just like, eh.
Yeah. And
okay, gotcha.
Like, I use Clayton Kershaw as a great example. He struggled throughout the playoffs for years.
Yeah.
And I think the only thing that did was to be like, he might not be the best pitcher of all time. And then everybody else was like, but he's still one of the best pitchers of all time. Yeah, Barry Bonds. He's acknowledged as one of the best players. What World Series did he ever win? None.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baseball is a very weird thing because of the singularity, the individualism in a team sport.
Yeah.
Tennis is a real individual sport. In baseball, you are individually helping your team. And that's a different thing.
Yeah, and it's...
Okay.
You're right. It is bizarre more than any other sport. And maybe it's just because there's so many players, although you would think that would take football into account as well. But I guess the quarterback having the ball in his hand in every offensive play, it doesn't factor in the winning as much.
You're not getting into any other stories here, Kevin. From the 817,
okay.
Are these guys considered all-time greats today as it stands? Judge, Trout, injuries have to detract from that. I think Trout will go down as an all-time great. Even though he didn't play in many playoff games at all. I think Judge will be looked at as a all-time great slugger. Mike Trout was such a well-rounded outfielder, too. He was like the five-tool player.
Mike Trout had just as good of a start to his career as any player in the history of baseball.
I don't think Judge... has gotten credit for being a great outfielder in his career.
I think
as far as a hitter goes, he's an all-time great hitter. And I think a lot of times you'll see like Willie Mays. He was good at everything. He was a great hitter. He was a great outfielder. He was great at everything. And sometimes when you look at the all-time greats and you put that top 10 category, they were Shohei Ohtani is going to be an all-time great because he was an all-time great. He was a great pitcher, all-time great hitter. So I think those things help develop that conversation. Freddie Freeman, Hall of Fame lock, all-time great. That's an interesting conversation. Ooh,
yeah,
for him.
Freddie Freeman, who especially this last go round, I think that's
solidified himself.
Yeah, that is a great example. So I just want to go back to another player that you mentioned and compare him to Mike Trout real quick. Bryce Harper and Mike Trout. And this is where I get the idea that I just think some people fundamentally overrate Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper at the end of his career is going to have amazing accumulation stats.
Yeah.
He really means
he did the job too for a long period of time at a high level.
Agreed. He has won the MVP twice. Has not been in the top five any other time. Mike Trout was top five in MVP votings 9 years in a row. You know how many times he's outside the top two? Twice. So in the span of 9 years, he was top five 9 straight times. Bryce Harper has done it twice, and that was the 2 years he won the MVP. So I don't care what his numbers look like at the end of the day. There is nobody that can convince me that Bryce Harper was better than Mike Trout.
Well, Trout might never play in a World Series.
That feels very fair.
The Rangers have selected right-handed pitcher Mason McConaughey from the University of Nebraska in the 4th round. 115th overall.
Okay. So that means we have 16 more picks today, I believe.
Yeah.
MLB draft moves at a very, very rapid pace.
I love the MLB draft. It does move.
Hey, all I was going to tell you about Cal Raleigh is that he finished the first half one home run short of Barry Bonds.
Look, see,
for most
even
of the
at the end of the
break.
Segment, trying to push this Cal Raleigh narrative on us.
Can I just tell you one more thing I think you're going to love?
Him and Equinoxes.
I do love, you should definitely go to Platinum Chevrolet and buy an Equinox. Cal Raleigh had one at bat left to try to tie the all-time record for most home runs before the All-Star break. You know what happened in that at bat?
He hit 2 home runs.
Intentionally walked.
Oh,
man. I know you're trying to win the game, but man, that is fascinating right there. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the league executives, coaches, scouts have spoken. Here are the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Plus, how about that Tyler Smith ranking next on The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Minced Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minced Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-TEA today or visit MincedTeaClinic.com. That's MincedTeaClinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.